This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A moment now for something not coal or steel or the Chinese stock market for that matter. A little bit of Freakonomics. Stephen Dubner is the half of the Freakonomics duo that we talk to every month or so. Dubner, how are you?
Great, Kai. Thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. What do you got?
Well, you know, as you know, we sometimes explore ideas that most sane people would leave unexplored. In this case, we decided to look into the economics of end-of-life health care.
Wow. All right. This is going to have to be good because, whoa.
Well, we're calling it the glorious sunset proposal. So the idea is this. What if someone was suffering from a terminal illness and they had the option of foregoing standard end-of-life medical care, and instead you could get a cash rebate from their insurance company? So we actually made a fake commercial so you can hear how it might be pitched.
All right.
We all want to take care of mom. But the doctor says her treatments might cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and even so, she'll never fully recover. And we've got two kids to put through college.
Millions of families are struggling with these same decisions. Now, a new healthcare plan puts you in control. You can decide if medical treatments are right for you or your loved one. And if you decide to forego the standard treatment, we'll put the money directly in your pocket. Isn't it time for you to think about a glorious sunset? Enroll today.
Two things, Dubner. Number one, you're in the wrong business. You really should be in advertising because that was awesome. Number two, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, we decided to ask some people smarter than us what they thought of this idea. We started with the healthcare economist Uwe Reinhart. We asked him if he would offer this option if he were, let's say, an insurance company CEO.
You know, I wouldn't. For the simple reason, what's in it for you? As an insurer, you are just passing through the hospital and doctor bills. You get a little margin on them. It's actually usually 3 to 5%. So your incentive is actually, in many ways, to increase health spending, right?
And this would not do that, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And beyond the economics, there's the optics of an idea like this, which are troubling.
It's so cold-blooded. It's so calculating. It's so utilitarian that it's not American.
I know that voice. Zeke Emanuel, he's a doctor. He's an ethicist. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the show. And he was one of the people who put together the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Put together Obamacare and took a lot of heat for the death panel argument of Obamacare. So I asked him about that while we were talking about Gloria's sunset plan.
Well, let me clarify that.
Please do.
There was never, ever, ever in any draft of the Affordable Care Act anything about end-of-life care. It never made it into the draft. What ended up happening is that there were some ideas floated around and discussions had, and that people said, well, they're going to introduce death panels into the bill.
All right. So idea taken out of context, fair enough. But the point is he doesn't think much of Gloria's sunset, does he?
That's exactly right, Kai. And Thomas Smith, who's a prominent oncologist at Johns Hopkins, he too was against the idea. And that's partly because he actually tried an experiment years ago that did this. It gave cancer patients the option to forego treatment and keep the money. That experiment failed. Here's one reason why.
Our patients were actually interested, but their doctor providers weren't. It's pretty hard to look at those two very different choices and decide what to do.
Which, by my count, makes it, 0 for 3 on this? Nobody likes Gloria's sunsets, right?
I'm 0 for 3. But I will say this. All three and more people that we spoke with did agree that if anything in our healthcare system really needs to be revolutionized right now, it's end-of-life treatment. And the economics is perhaps the least important part. Here's Zeke Emanuel again.
The healthcare system, you know, instead of talking to a patient and getting it right, we sort of pound on their chest and try to resuscitate them, even when that may not be what they want. And I think trying to get what patients want ought to be our primary focus.
And Kai, to Emanuel's point, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has just proposed a regulation that would actually finally pay doctors to do nothing more than have a conversation with patients about their impending death.
The first step to glorious sunsets, right, Dudmer?
I don't know about the step to glorious sunsets, but it's certainly a step in the right direction, Kai. Absolutely.
Stephen Dubner of Freakonomics. They've got a podcast, a website, the whole deal. It comes out on Thursdays. You can check it on iTunes. Dubner, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Kai.